97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. It has returned, Dancing with the Stars. Tony Dovolani is on the phone. Tony, how you doing, dude?
Very good, bud. Very good. I'm having a great season so far. I mean, we're about to debut, and I'm very excited. Dancing with Adrina has been just a joy so far. So
yeah, you've been, for those of you who don't know, you've been paired with Adrina Partridge from The Hills. How does that first meeting go? You know, did you know walking in that that's who you had, or was it a complete surprise until you saw face-to-face, or how exactly does that work?
Well, for her, it was a big surprise because she doesn't know who she's getting. But me, they told me a couple hours prior. So I was pretty excited, you know, walking in and being able to surprise. And what was great about it is that we had met about season two in one of the shoots that we had with Stacey Keith, but she was the receptionist there. So I remember talking to her, and, you know, it was pretty cool to be able to walk in and just say, can you believe you're in it and I'm Dancing with the Stars?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was like a surreal moment for both of us.
Again, we're talking to Tony Dovolani. His website is dovolani.com. Dancing with the Stars coming to ABC. Dancing with the Stars, the big news last season, you know, other than, you know, who won and who didn't and the voting and all that stuff, is the fact that Dancing with the Stars overtook American Idol for the first time in the long story career. So congrats to you guys for that.
Thank you very much. I mean, last season was very, very entertaining in every aspect. I mean, it was so much going on, so much drama, so much everything.
Yeah, and it was all around. Yeah. No, Tony, all the drama was you and Kate. Come on now.
You know, it's so funny because a lot of people come up and they tell me about that. Like, oh, you know, Kate and all that. I really had a good time with her. I mean, we had our drama, but we did get along, too.
Yeah, so, I can tell you had a great time. I could really tell when you're like, you know what, I'm done. And you walk out and you know, she's crying. Obviously, that looked like a great, fantastic time for you.
Yeah, maybe not that part. Maybe not that part. But, you know, I choose to remember only positives.
Yeah, you know what it is, Tony? It's like when you see an ex-girlfriend. Yeah, you see an ex-girlfriend. You haven't seen her in, you know, in months or years, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, you look great, and all of a sudden you're remembering all the good stuff, and you get 15 seconds into a conversation, you're like, yeah, and that's why we broke up, right there.
Yeah, 15 seconds might be too long, but that's cool.
It's Tony Dovolani, Dancing with the Stars, ABC, the website dovolani.com. Stacey Keibler, Sarah Evans, Lisa Gibbons, Jane Seymour, Marissa, Susan Lucci, Melissa Rycroft, Kathy Ireland, and Kate Goslin. You've been saddled with some really good partners and some really not. Have you been surprised? Have you been happy with who you've gotten as partners throughout? Do you think it's been fair as far as who's gotten who? And do you think there's any favoritism as far as people getting the good celebrities as opposed to the ones who don't know what they're doing?
You know, the way I look at it is, like, I've had a range of different celebrities, so I feel blessed in that sense because not one season's been the same for me. Every season's had its own, you know, exciting excitement and everything else. So for me, it doesn't matter. When I go teach all over the country, like I go to try to say dance studios around the country, that's what I see, a range of different, you know, age and shape and attitudes and everything else. So I love being able to perfect my art form through different people that I meet. So for me, it's exciting every single season. If it's the same, then it gets boring.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely. And you've been doing this since season two. So the fact that you're able to keep it fresh and, you know, the different partners and, you know, you have to, and every person's different. And from a dancing aspect, and if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But when you go and you're choreographing and you're doing, you know, say the rumba, and you know that your partner is really good at this, but, you know, struggles with this, the choreography is going to be different, even if it's the same dance, for the same song for two different people, because you want to, you know, accentuate the positive and minimize the negative, right?
Exactly. You try to cater it to each person. So you try to bring out their strength constantly. And that's the thing about a teacher. You have to always make sure that you bring out the best out of each person. And I have to be honest, like, when it comes to, like, this is my 10th season on the show. I love being excited as I am because you know, I'm paired up with Adrina, and I look forward to every single rehearsal. After 10 seasons, that is exactly what you should feel like. Not stale, not bored, or anything like that. So
we're talking to Tony Dovolani, Dancing with the Stars on ABC, paired with Adrina Partridge from The Hills this season. All right, so let's look at the competition. All right, the celebrities: Michael Bolton, Margaret Cho, Rick Fox, Jennifer Grey, David Hasselhoff, Florence Henderson, Kyle Massey from the Disney Channel, Brandy, Bristol Palin, Mike Sorrento, of course, The Situation, and Kurt Warner. Do any of the celebrities, you know, stick out to you as like, wow, they're going to be really good right off the bat?
I think this entire cast is awesome. I think I'm looking forward to Florence Henderson. I'm looking forward to Jennifer Grey. You know, I think everybody's looking forward to seeing what Mike's going to do, The Situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a great, great season. I think, you know, just like last season, we had an incredible season, you know, of ratings and things like that. I think people are going to be definitely tuning in to see how this season pans out. And I truly think that everybody's got something to give. You know, like, we have the Hoff, man. It's like amazing.
You have the Hoff. It's,
I mean, who can hassle the Hoff?
Nobody.
Those judges hassling the Hoff.
Tony, nobody can hassle the Hoff. It's Tony Dovolani, Dancing with the Stars on ABC, the website dovolani.com. What, you've been around since season two. We talked about that a little bit. So you know the tendencies of the other dancers. You know, a lot of the dancers are, you know, are season to season or, you know, come back and forth. Is there one or two professionals on, you know, on the show that you're, I don't want to say intimidated by, but, you know that you're going to be challenged by them every single week, and you're really looking forward to what spin they put on that particular dance that particular week? Is there one or two that you're always on point with?
I don't think so, actually, because in a professional world, I'm the only one that's got a world title, so I don't really get intimidated by many.
That was, you know what that was? That was scoreboard. That was pointing at the scoreboard. That was fantastic. Awesome. Oh, my God. Tony Dovolani, Dancing with the Stars, Dovolani.com. All right, we're going to play Future Keeper. We're going to play Time Traveler, and we are now at the finals, okay?
Finals, yes.
We're at the finals, three couples at the finals. It's you and Audrina, and what two other couples?
Probably Brandy and Max. I would probably see either Rick Fox or Kurt Warner there.
So you think Rick and Cheryl, or Kurt and Anna, and Brandy and Max?
Correct.
Along with you and Audrina.
Along with Audrina, yeah.
All right, we're gonna write it down, and we'll have you on the show a little as we get closer and see how you're doing, man. Congratulations on your success.
I also see confetti in the mirror ball too.
Yeah. Oh. It's Tony Dovolani, Dancing with the Stars.
You gotta visualize the end, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you get a chance, what is your favorite dance to do? Like when you go through, what is your favorite week? What is your favorite dance to?
I have to be honest. I love every single dance. It's so different. It's very hard for me to compare dances because each one of them has such a different history and such a different attitude and story behind it that I can't really, you know, differentiate between one or to the other. But I have to tell you one thing. I'm looking forward to Turning Stone soon because I think in December or January I'm supposed to be up there.
Oh, you're coming to the Turning Stone?
Yeah, I come up there all the time to the Fred Astaire Dance Studio, and like we do a competition there. The golf is unreal there.
Oh yeah, the golf at the Turning Stone is amazing. You're absolutely right. So what we'll do is let me know when you're in town, and we'll hook it up. We'll go and we'll swing a little. We'll have some drinks, and we'll party up a little bit. It'll be fun.
There you go.
It's Tony Dovolani. Okay, now I have to ask this because back in the day when I was in high school. I was in like a show choir kind of a thing, and I worked at a theme park as a singer dancer. Okay, I'm not a dancer by any stretch of the imagination. I was more of a singer, but there was costume requirements when I worked at the theme park, and I had to wear a dance belt. And for people who don't know, dance belt is like the male equivalent of a thong. Now I'm wondering if that's what all the guys have to do during the show, or how does that go?
I don't speak for others, but I do not wear it.
So no dance belt for you?
No. I wear boxes that are very fitted, so that way there's no lines on my pants. But no dance belt for me.
Have you ever had to? Has that ever been part of your thing? Like before the world title?
I wore it once, and I quickly realized I never want to wear it.
It's Tony Dovolani, Dancing with the Stars, team with Audrina Partridge, Dovolani.com. Before you go, quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
go for it.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Happy Gilmore and Troy.
Favorite toy as a child?
Cars.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Sparkling water.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
California Girl. Very. Don't laugh. That's what I'm dancing to.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Butt.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Cars.
Tony Dovolani, Dancing with the Stars on ABC, teamed with Audrina Partridge this season. Congratulations on everything. Good luck, and hopefully we're into each other up when you're up at the Turning Stone, all right?
Dude, you rock. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Tony Dovolani, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.